So he says two halachas. The first one is when there's a suffix in the shechita, becheskas isra emedes nishchata. So we're going to learn the second din of Rav Huna, Mitz Hashem, next week, and we'll see what the second din of Rav Huna. Okay, but the first din of Rav Huna, so we have to see maybe the Makusha, the two halachas. But the first din of Rav Huna, first of all, so the Rishonim want to understand what are we talking about? Becheskas isra emedes. As Rashi says, Shari Asur Mishum Eber Menachai. He says right away, Hilkach, I'll say Eber Menachai. Hilkach, I'm not suffering b'shchita. So you go with the Cheskas Eber Menachai. So there's a few questions on Rashi. Number one is, there's this question in Beya, Kiyadua, that Lechera, the Eber Menachai Zichr went off. The whole elementary concept of Chazaka D'Mikara. Chazak d'mikara is the basic concept that when something is one way, we neman that it continued to be that way So if the idea is a neman that it continued to be that way, so Eber Menachai Zichr changed. So Memela, why had Rashi using Eber Menachai to pass on the Shaila now when the Zichr no Eber Menachai? Second of all, it says in the Hemshach of the Gemara, Machloikas. Is it, did Rav Huna mean Nevela Mamish, even Lagabi Tuma, or only Lagabi Yisra Achila? So Rashi says in the Manda Omar that it's, in the Hemshach of the Gemara, so he says, Masar Becheskas Isser, Harisha, Nemedesh Laisa Shchuta. Given the Becheskas Shein, Ashchuta, Mukmisla, Rei Mesa, Matamas, the Shitim Kubetis, Medaik, why is Rashi say Shein Ashchuta here? She just say, given the Becheskas Isser, Mukmizlar Becheskas Eivim Menachai, that's the whole point that Rashi said earlier. So why did he change now and he brought in the Inner Shchuta? This is the new Shita. If Itaka means something else, and then why did he originally start off explaining the whole Gemara like one man da Amar? That is only Becheskas Isser. Another diak is that I just think the whole Gemara Rav Huna Becheskas Isra Emedes Hashivad Lecha B'Manishchata is not the normal lashon that's used to explain Chazaka D'Mikara. Chazaka D'Mikara normally is if it's Becheskas like that, so we still say like that. Hashtahu D'Isra or something like that, Chazaka D'Mikara. So this is a very unique lashon that is. It's not usually the lashon used for chazaka b'chlal, achivad alacha. And more so, like I mean, the second din of Rav Huna is even more shver, as we mamshuk into the second din of Rav Huna, because nishchata b'cheskas hetar emedes achivad alacha b'manitrafa, over there b'chlal, the chazak mikar is shver, because alzeinu dan, there was never mutter in the first place. So, we'll get to that, but if it just meant chazak d'mikara, that you assume that the way it was is the way it continues to be, so then it should use a regular lashon, and the whole concept that it would seem a mirror of each other, that the first din of Rav Huna and second din of Rav Huna are very similar yesoidos, so it would require a lot of what exactly is the chazaka in the second half, but akuponim, is it just mean regular chazaka to mikara? So, just two basic yeshuvim on Rashi. One yeshuv is taka regular means regular chazak mikar. B'kiveger says such a svar in the shtal too. I don't know where it's printed exactly, but in Shulchan Aruch Siman Chavz, I don't know where it's printed. In this one, it's printed in Daf Lamed Gimel that he says maybe a svara that it's you could use the Eber Menachai because ba'idim efarcheses you had to pass in the shayla. If it was Eber Menachai or not. And even though, so at that point in time, you have to paskin based on Eber Menachai, that Eber Menachai continued like a regular Chazaka D'Mikara. And regular Chazaka D'Mikara, that would make sense. Taka could still be Eber Menachai. Mamela, you paskin at that time period that there was no Shechita, Mamela would be Nimshach, you don't want to be so that Psak, Mamela would be Nimshach to say that it's also Eber Menachai, it's still there's no Shechita now either. Jim Kivager has mitzadit such. I didn't say it in Rashi. Lemais, I don't think it's shtim so good in Rashi. I think the Shmaita said Rashi Shita is that chazaka suri lishtanis is not a chazaka. So it's really not so gishmak to say that it's still even mechazka save menachai when it's mefarchesas. It's going to die in 5 minutes. So Rashi and Kedushin, I think, is Shita is chazaka suri lishtanis, not a chazaka. But besides, also we have to figure out what is the machloikis if it's tamei or if it's which sounds like it's starker, you know, chazaka that's even tamei, or is it just like Abba Cheskas Isser? Also, b'chol, we have to know what that machloikis is. So, the achronim, maybe the rishonim also are mashma that the yisod of Rashi is what is mechaskin misal Isser, that you're allowed to go machzik from misal even menachai to this in avela. And the simple way that you would understand that is also begedda, some sort of chazaka demikara. That basically is that there's some sort of umbrella status called Isser. And Mamela, if you're Osir, you continue to be Osir, just like you were Osir yesterday. So there's a status called Isser. We don't have to get nitty gritty about which Isser it is exactly. And Mamela, there's such an idea, if you were Osir yesterday, you continue to be Osir today. Maybe that's what Rashi would hold also. So On that, Reb Kveger seems to learn how like that in Rashi. There's a Kveger in Simon Dalad in Shulchan Aruch. Reb Kveger says that even Rashi that said that Cheskes Eber Menachai and it's also Cheskin and Mesel Isser, even Rashi would hold that over there he's talking about a suffix if there's something that's chalan in Isser to Krevis of Avodah Zarah, because the Sheichet maybe shechted l'avodah zara, and if he shechted l'avodah zara, he's going in the man to omer that it's shechit, it's not possible. So it's a good shechit. The shechit was a chalan at Isser to Krevis. So Zog to be kiveg, even according to Rashi. So it was even menachai, now it's a suffix to Krevis of avodah zara. So Zog to be kiveger, that you don't say on that, mechaskin v'esel Isser, even according to Rashi. Why? So he says, the reason is, that'll be easy for me to show him around. I can't find it. The reason is because Zeraki Mamrina da Philip And he says why it's stopped because it's a novella. Because in order to take care of Eber Menachai, you need Shchita. And not having Shchita makes Nevela. So they're both Tola and Shchita. So that's where Rashi's could say Mechaskin Misal Isser, but otherwise not. So he's not learning that this is the Chazaka Demi Kara of umbrella status of Isser. So again, even according to Mekivege, in Rashi, it doesn't sound like it's just a Chazaka Demi Kara, which means that whatever your status was before, we continue it till now. There's some other inyan here that he's explaining in Rashi that allows us specifically to be machzik from Nevela to Eber Menachai, from Eber Menachai to Nevela. So Tzarech Bir, exactly what is this idea of Rashi? So I think I really want to explain Rashi, but I want to
even though the Rishayim on the Dhamma they're probably not competing Mr. Lister for the Yavama's case, in Kibager's world you would never apply for the Yavama's case, would you? You need to discreet the case.
You want to know what their question was?
Well, I'm thinking it's the same thing.
It's
even more, yeah.
Meaning the ishus of the first guy answers her, should answer her continuously now, if the misa didn't fully matter it. So I want to be mazman the a little bit of the Shita Sarashba. It's a big tumult, kiyadua in the Shita Sarashba, exactly what it is. And there's a lot to say in the Rashba, and then we'll bring out maybe a Nakuda from the Rashba. And there's a lot of kashas and a lot of ways to pull it from different Rashbas. But let's start with the Rashba, the way it seems like Rabbi Kivega learned. Rabbi Kivega wants to know, what's this machloikas, whether we learn, whether we pass in that it's Tameh, which sounds like it's a full-fledged Nevela, or is it just Aser, which is just off the Iser Nevela? So Rabbi Kivega says, it would seem to be a machloikas Rishonim. This is a Rabbi Kivega Simon Chafei. Rabbi Kivega says that one way to go is that you could say it's more like a tarti disaster. Really, the Ikar Chazaka is not about Tumah. Really, the Ikar Chazaka is specifically about the Isser. And the Isser in your Machzik, Mikar the Isser. But once you pass in Ois, the Isser, so you can pass in an Ois for Nevela as well. So what's the machlokes? I don't know exactly what the machlokes is, but that would be the tzad to say that it's tamei is really, there's no chazak about tumah. The psak of Rav Huna is not talking about tumah. The ikur din is really all about iser, because it's because it's iser. But if it's aser, the only way it could be aser is because of shechita, so memela it's also going to be nevel. But there's no Rav Huna about tumah. Oy, kishrash rashba b'chidushav. What's the rashba b'chidushav? He says that the rashba seems to hold the gamla in the tumah of ksas cheskes iser, that Rav Huna's din is really paskin and goes to tumah directly. Kibin the meisel of anecha, the chol chayah shemesa metama, umisava katab lo yitziyana, lo yitziya, midei tumah, lo yitziyana, which is lashon the Rashba. So, zogta mikvega from the Rashba's mashma given, that really, the din of Rav Huna applies to tumah as well, directly. So, that's how we learned up the Rashba. Now, we mocked him one thing. That the Rashba says, like Tosfos, that there is a roiv over here. There's some sort of roiv that if that roiv times that people that know what they're doing shech, they shech the roiv. Okay. So there's some sort of roiv on the shechita, on this. And it's mashed from the Rashba, there's a roiv. But you can't pass ganais to shaila really with the roiv. Is that Gufa Svar Darabana? Is that a Svar Daraisa? Rabbi Kivega himself understood that it's Darabana. So, okay. So that means that now we're in the Darabana world. So maybe the whole Rav Huna to be Machran Tuma, maybe that was the Machlekes. So Rav Shimon Shkab is Medayik from that Rashba, especially where Rabbi Kivega learns it, that will come out that let's say you have a Shaila that doesn't have a Roif on it. Like we had a Rashba second Seder, that the Rashba says that Lagabi Hagroma, you also have Rav Huna. According to Rashi, Yikudarmi, they have to shecht toich bena tabois. So that means most times you're not going to shecht bena tabois because it's very hard to shecht over there. So maybe you're going to have the din of Rav Huna on every shechita Lagabi Hagroma also. And on that, you don't have a roiv. So to Shimon, on a case of Rav Huna where you don't have a roiv, then Rabbi Kivega would hold that Midiraisa, there's no roiv, then Midiraisa is metame. For sure, Rav Huna's Ikar Din would talk about Tumah Ikar Din of Rav Huna. Then everyone would agree. There wouldn't be a Machlokes. It only starts a Machlokes after. So that means that whatever Lomdus Rabbi Kivega is saying in the Manda Amar of Tumah in the Darbana world really is true according to everybody. The question is in Darbana how to take it with the Rav. But we have to understand the Ikar Svara of Tumah sounds like the Ikar Shita. Sounds like that's the Ikar Shita in the Lomdus of Rav Huna. And in a case where we wouldn't have a roiv, then that would taka be the halacha. So that means that the ikur din of Rav Huna is somehow talking directly to the tumah, somehow directly paskening that this animal is tameh. Now again, back to what we said before. If this is a regular chazak de mikar, then obviously there's no chazak de mikar and tumah, obviously. So how would this talk to the tumah? So now. I'm going to say one thing, and Achronim argue on it, and whatever. But just for the point to bring out, it could be modified according to everybody. So I'm just going to bring it out with this to understand the Nakuda, and then if we have to fit it into everyone, we can fit it into everyone. But the Yisoid is brought out the best with Rabbi Kivega's Havana. So Rabbi Kivega, in another shtickle, Doylem saw, which is over there in Simchat Zayin, Kivega says in another shtickle that this man, the Amar, that says it's Tomei, if you're saying it's Tomei, even though it was not Becheskas Tumah Mechayim, obviously he holds that the Yisod of Ravuna doesn't have to do with your status from before. Because the status from before, you weren't Tameh. So Mamela, if this man, the Omar, holds that it's Tameh, and it holds it's Mamish Nevela, then the Yisod of Ravuna, according to the Rashba, is not based on what you were before. And Mamela, even if there was no such thing as Eina Zavucha, and even if there was no such thing as Eva Menachai, Mechaim, like by Oif, according to Rameir, according to all the Tanaim, there's not even Menachai by all animals. So Mamela would still be, you would still have Ravuna's din, and you would still have Ravuna's din, and it would still be, when there's no Roiv, you would still have it, Midiraisa, even Gami Tumah. That's building up from Rabbi Kivager's Shita, how he learned. And I know all the questions of Rabbi Kivager, that the Lashonis and other places, the Zamashla, we're working that out. But, okay. So Grata Rabbi Shimon says that the first paragraph, when the Rashba introduced Isser, not Isser, so Hitaka says, that's what I thought where Kivik is learning, that paragraph is talking only going to Mandamar that it's also not Tumah. But in the Mandamar Tumah, he's not talking over there. Okay, but anyway, so the way Rabbi Kivik is saying is that you don't need the Cheskas Isser from before to create this dinner of Huna of Achivad L'chabaman Eshchata. So that means there's some sort of Savara, the Etzem, in Rav Huna that we're gonna pass an Oys Tzad Nevela even without a Chazak Demikara. So what's the pshat in that? So like this, the Rashban Yavamis that I saw in the Gemara that there's an Erva and a Tzara married, and the Gemara has a case of a Savi Gerishin, and the Gemara wants to know what would be the din if the Erva had a get that was Nizrak, Safikar of Law, what would be the din? What would be the din of the Tzara? Can she do Yibum because now there's a Safi get, or she's in Chalitza? So the Gemara ends up saying, Rabbah says that Isha Zubachas Kasetel Shukam, and this Mesalgat of Aloy Shalala, you can't ask her because she was Bechas Kasetel Shukam. So it was Bechas Kasetel Shukam. She was somehow, the Gemara is saying, is that she that we assumed that if the husband would die, she would be mutter. So that's some sort of Bechas Kasetel Shukam. So conceptually, what that sounds like is there's a chazaka that you're machzik for like a later dikamatzev. So the Rashba and the Rishonim ask a kasha that, what do you mean? But this Isha is right now Bechas Kasetel Shishish. So we should say the opposite. That if she's Bechas Kasetel Shishish, we should be machzik and Mesel Isser. From Eishes Ish to Yivam Lashuk. So why are we saying Becheskas Eishes Het Lashuk Amedes? Because maybe she was going to die, but now she should be Becheskas Eishes Lashuk. So Be'emes is that I think the way the Rashba understood the Kasha may be different than the way the other Rishonim understood the Kasha, and that's why he didn't like the text of the other Rishonim. I'm not going to get nitty gritty with that right now. But basically, the idea of the Kash according to the Rashba is that if you say Mechaskin Me'isr Le'isr on a simple, the regular way, not like the Kivager way, if you say that Mechaskin Me'isr Le'isr means that you're basically Machzik an Isr to another Isr. So why? Because we don't care if the Sibas Isr changes. The Sibas Isr doesn't matter to me. So really, if you think about it then it comes out that the whole concept of Chazkin, this is a direct steer to the concept of Rabba. Because what's Rabba saying? If the Siba of this Issa is going to change, we could die now, you Mukhzak, to be Mutter when the Siba of this Issa changes. For the Rashba, it doesn't make a difference, because even if the Siba of this Issa changes, you could still be Bechazkas Issa. Because it's a different Issa. So the whole Rabba is a steer to Mechazkin, Issa, Issa. It's not Stamakasha. There's Rabba, but you also have a Chazkas Issa, so now which one should we pass it? Like Rabba or like the Chazkas Issa? If you have that idea, the whole Rabba doesn't make sense. Because Mechaskin L'Isser means we don't care about the Sibas Isser. We just say, you were Usser once, and the Melo, let's wait and see. Maybe you'll still be Usser. So
how can you... Because it's had to over there that preceded the
Suffolk. But now there's a Suffolk.
Before that, so you have Chazad, you're like a steer. Mechaskin L'Isser, Mechaskin L'Isser, it's not...
But the Cheskas Isser is going to say, but she's also Bepoil now. So she's also Bepoil now. So, no, she's also Bepoil now, and there's no reason to don now that if the Sibas Isser goes off, she'll be Mutter, because if the Sibas Isser goes off, maybe she'll still be Usser. So in Svara, if you say like that, it doesn't really make sense, Rabbah, because Rabbah's whole idea is let's down what happens when the Isra's go when the Isra'im go off. But if the Isra'im go off, you can still be Chazkas Isra. So the Rashba had a whole new teretz. So the Rashba, if you go learn like this, is answering that that's not what Rabbah meant, and that's not what the Rav Huna meant. That really, there's a new idea over here. So it's still a chiddush, but I can bring it out, the chiddush. That Loshen Achanir Lila Farish, he explained that by behema kol shaloi meisa shemeisa memeila shlenish chata kil chasa asir at shischadish ba'inyan amachshira. And that explains the sugya Nivamis as well. Meaning, the way I understood till now, I don't have a good explanation in Nivamis anymore. But now I do, and I can explain why the same idea that you have over in Nechulin is going to explain Nivamis. And the idea is that the Rashba, perhaps, we could be say a chiddush over here, and the taich of the whole Rav Huna, and the taich of that Gemara also. That the concept of chazaka is that the Torah says we nem something on a certain way. We assume it to be a certain way. Now, how do we get to that assumption? Why this is this way? And then, since we assumed it, now suffix is not going to take us away from our assumption. How do we get to that assumption? How do we get to what we're being machzik? So bederach klal is because it was like that yesterday. So bederach klal, the pshat is that if it was like that yesterday, so Mamela, why should we have so much? It's not like that today. That's Chazak to Mikara. Sometimes it's stronger, sometimes it's less strong. But you have sometimes a Cheskes Haguf, so it's a Metzias. The Metzias was like this, so Mamela, the Metzias doesn't change. Sometimes it's a Halacha, like the person's Tame. So how do I know big Tame? But it has to do with yesterday. And Mamela, the Torah allows us to assume things that were true yesterday are true today as well. And in that, there's two Dargas. I'll speak this out now because it comes up over and over again. Rabbi Kiveger says in Ksuvas, in a different place, Kiveger says there's two types of chazaka even in chazaka to mikara. Sometimes we say mechatesi shenishtane, and sometimes we say altotziana misafik. It's two separate things. Mechatesi shenishtane is like, do you have to check your tzitzis in the morning? Right? It's an area of caution. Mechatesi shenishtane, you go to the mikvah, you have to measure it every time. So we're always allowed to assume because there's a vadois that it was still like that. There's another place, another type of chazaka de mikara. Rabbi Kiveger, this is not so shaykh to what I'm saying, but we're going to come back to it many times. So there's another thing, which is al tatsiyana mi safik, which is taka. We have a safik. You can't say mechatesi or mechatesi. There's a get safakar v'lo safakar v'lo. Mechatesi. Maybe there's something happened, but al tatsiyana mi safik. It's true. There's a safik, but al tatsiyana mi safik. Safik is not enough to change our assumption. And there's a lot of nafkaminas and how strong they are, whatever. But that's usually what chazaka is. But there's another, but chazaka is basically, is our hanhaga is based on the way that we assume something is. There's another type of, another din, the Gemara says in Kiddushin. The Gemara says, soiklan ala chazakas. What's over there? If they were talking about that a woman comes with her son, Mimidina Sayam, and she's Mizana with the son, we're soiklan. We have no idea, we never knew yesterday or today or any, but there's an assumption that we make. So Tfuashar says this is basically ultimately the same idea. How we got to the chazak is different, but the point is there's a becheskas, how we're maimed it becheskasoi. The idea over here is that when you have a matzav over here, a behema, so the shaila is what happened. The behema yesterday was alive, now the behema is mesa. So how are we machzik the behema? Do we assume that the behema died? Do we assume that the behema had a shechita? So the Rashba is saying that the ma'isa the atabalatir v'loyma the nasa b'ma'isa to say that the shechita happened in the behema is the tzad mechudish. It's nasa b'ma'isa. It's the tzad mechudish in the behema. The tzad misa is the tzad we see in front of us. Since we see the tzad misa and we don't see the tzad shechita, we're machzik it b'toras ein ashchuta. So, memela, we give it a din on ein ashchuta. The tzad shechuta is a tzad mechudish in the tutzdodim that you have in front of you. So, that's the soy that he's saying. And what Rabba meant in Yevamos is this idea, is that we zikr have the isha was before she was married. Now she's not. There's zikr amisa here. The tzad gets is the tzad mechudish, so you can't mechadish the tzad mechudish against the tzad that of the misa. You could just say maybe it's more mechudish because this is a maisa, this is a memela, whatever. But you could say like that. And if you and memela comes out that according to that, if you say like that, then it's nothing to do. This is the main point I'm getting. It's nothing to do with being machzik from before. We're not continuing what we had before. It's not chazak d'mikar in this classical sense. Chazak d'mikar. And that's why Rabbi Kivirik says that if Avuna means this, then your machzik b'taras mesa. There's no chiluk between tuma and iser. It's the exact same thing. The etzim din of Avuna is legabi tuma and legabi iser. And that's the yesoid of the din. If you this is a chiddush, because then you're moving it away from chazakas. But the idea is that you cannot be mechadish the tzad mechudish against the tzad of the tzad memela call it, and memela the psak of Ravuna is exactly that. That behema b'chaya b'chaska sister mezes at shivod alach b'manish chata is the at shivod alach means that you can't assume a shchita till you have it. Now, I'm going inside Nevela. This whole thing is inside Nevela. So I'm saying though, I'm saying the Raisa, he's saying that because everyone holds like that. That's what Shimon says in Rabbi Kivirik. Really, everyone holds like this. The reason the machloikis is because there is a roif. So Memela, what I was thinking in Hemshech and the Rashba was that the Machloikas is now they hear there's a Roiv, so there's a Roiv, which tells me in Pashtas it was a good Shechita. No, of course, you can't pass it like that Roiv. So Memela, you can't tell me Achivadalach can't just Nem on a Shechita anymore, because it was a Shechita. This Pashtas good. So Memela, the Achivadalach, you have a Shechita already. It's not the Tzad Mechudish anymore. So that whole Chazak of Rabbah is out, according to him. So now what do you do? Nothing. So now you have to done with the regular Chazak to Mikara of Isser. Mela, it's only us, it's not Tomei. That's good for the Machlokes. That he holds that the undoing the Roiv said that the problem with the Roiv is only that we can't paskin with the Roiv. But it's enough to build up the Tzad Shechita to say that you can't say Achivadloch anymore. That it's Mamash no Shechita. So you can be Machzikit ad Mikara, and that's what the first paragraph was, Mechazkin Meselisra in Zvucha, and you need that. Now, and the other mandamar holds right. That we've done it like without the roiv. That's only the rabbanon. But on things that don't have a roiv, that would be the raisa. So
Raj is repeating himself.
Well, he never really said it. I mean, that's the problem with this whole thing. Is why do you need the whole showing is so vite is problematic because it's really he said it like later and really. Whatever. The Seder Dov Dover is a little problematic. But, now. So there are Yukim in the Rashba that it has to do with this, that it was also. So it could be that if you would say like this, you could say if it would be Bechayev Mutter, then the Tzatzchita would make that the Tzatzchita is not the Chiddush. So you just need that it was zikr aser and nervos. So now it could be that tzad shechita is the chiddush, not just because it's a maisa versus a memela, because it could be making heter versus it's making heter. That would be why he kept on harping on the iser according to this. But just to make right, but that's your svar because that you have a misa, so memela here you don't need that. But here where this is the matir, so that makes it the tzad chiddush. But the point is not because, even if he needs the Isser, it's not because I need the Isser to continue the Isser. It's not about continuing the Isser. It's about creating that a Shechita is a very big Chiddush over here. A Shechita is a merdik a Chiddush. So to say the Chiddush when you have the Pashtas in front of you. So according to this, the Bechezkas is really not Chazak D'Mikar. So now, to go back to Rashi, so even if you say, so that's what we're trying to bring out from the Rashba. that the word of Rav Huna, and this is very important for the next sugya, that's why I wanted to chaper in before we get in, that the word is not necessarily geboit on Chazak de Mikara, like we're saying in the Rashba. It's really geboit on just how do we name something on. We becheskas iser and memela the shechita could be the chiddush, and you don't see the chiddush. Rashi.
Why is it so different than Tesis? Why is it so different than
Tesis? Well, if you say that, Tesis is just saying that. No, if you say Tais Kipshuta, the Tais is just saying it was also before, it's also today, and you continue the Isser, and granted, the Vela is because Tate disaster. Then you don't say any of this in Tais. In Tais, it's a Chazak Mikara, it was in a Zavuach, and it's also yesterday. The Chazak says the Isser didn't change, so it's still also today. And why is it Tame? Because it's Tate disaster. I'm saying Pupakar, I'm saying Fakar. The Ikka Chazak is that it's Tame. Is that it's mamish? You can't see a shechita here, and the other shechita is only when it's arrived or abon or whatever. But what about Rashi? So Kivega says in Rashi, like we said, it's not a regular mechaskin mezulis or umbrella category of this. It's only when you go from Avram and Achayta and Avela. So the Pshan Rashi is also in this svar of the Rashi. Rashi is not saying a chazak de mikara that if it was also today, it continues to be also tomorrow. Because if that was true, then Chazak de Mikara should be on an umbrella status of Isser. The Rashi is also saying that Achivad Olach of Rav Huna is coming to say that you cannot see up a Tzad Shechita because Shechita is a Chiddush. But Rashi, the difference between Rashi and the Rashi, according to Rabbi Kiveger, is that Rashi, the Rabbi Kiveger is saying it Kimat without that. Rabbi Kiveger is Stamazoi. He decided to figure out why Shechita is a Chiddush. Maybe it's a Chiddush because it's a Maisa. There's a reason why. So you can't see you don't see a Shechita because it's a Chiddush here. You have to Mechadush a Shechita, he says. The Rashi holds is that since it has an Eivar Menachai, it's also Mitzad Eivar Menachai, and Eivar Menachai says that in order to get out of the Isser Menachai, you need Shechita. So the Isser tells us not to see a heter on that Isser until you for sure have that heter. So there's a Muchzakois in the Behema that you cannot see a Shechita here. Why? Because the Isser tells me that there's Isser, and the Isser in the Chazak of the Behema is that it has this Isser, which is a steer to Shechita, so therefore you can't see the Tzad Shechita here until you for sure have it. So the Isser is what generates this idea that you can't see the Shechita. At the end, really what Rav Huna is saying is you can't see Shechita until you see Shechita. Rashba is saying it's a Svara, or whatever, it's Tzad Mechodesh. And the Rashi is saying the reason you can't see a Shechita here is because the Isser tells me that there's no Shechita. Because at the end, in... So I'm saying the Achronim that say that Rashi, that Rashba needed the Isser, would say like that basically, but I think in the first part of the Rashba why he argues on that, whatever. But the
after the Drabbanan, you need regular Machsimu Isser. That's what Yitzchak and Rashi. What do you say Yitzchak and Rashi in the
Rav Huna? And Mamelu, the Rashi is saying is that the Isser is what makes that you don't see the Shechita. That's very Gishmak in Shitas Rashi, because Rashi holds that Shechita is Taka a Matar and Eivar Menachai. We know the Allah is that if you do Shechita, so we mentioned before, that B'oidah Mefarcheses, even though it's alive, but B'oidah Mefarcheses, Eivar Menachai is Mutar. If it's a Kosher Shechita. For Goy Shechts, then it's also, but it's still called Eivar Menachai. But after Shechita, then the Eivar Menachai is Mutar. So Shaul is, why is the Eivar Menachai Mutar after Shechita? So Rashi's mashma, because Shechita is a matir on the Isser Eivar Menachai, which the Prima Gadim asks, why is Shechita matir Eivar Menachai? What does it have to do with each other? But that's Rashi's Shechita. So if Shechita is a matter in Eivar Menachai, then the Cheskes Isser Eivar Menachai tells me there's no Shechita. So it goes very good. So there's no Shechita. So Dr. Kiveger, once you're Machzik, the Behemoth, that there's no Shechita, so maybe you're Machzik it that it's a Isser Nevela. So that's the Machaskin of Isser Lisser, because they both have to do with this that there's no Shechita. Now, what's the Machzik is whether it's Tame. So, this is where it depends. In other words, it could be that that's not enough to Machzik that there's no Shechita even the Gavi Tumah. Maybe still for that you need a davar of like a tad disaster to give thing. I'm not sure how vite this idea that there's no shkita goes. Is that directly for Tumah or not? The svar is the same svar. So even like Rashi, that's Ibn Rechai, Fractosis, the Ibn Rechai went off. We're not trying to say there's a chazak mikara that it was also yesterday's usher today, and we're continuing the status of Isser. We're coming to say is that since it was also yesterday, and Isser yesterday told me there's no shchita, you have no right to be mechadish over your shchita. The mill is going to be paskent as nevela also. And is that itself enough for Tumah? Do you need to have disaster for Tumah? I'm assuming how far to go in Rashi. So, according to both the Rashba and Rashi, the Yisoid of Rav Huna is a brand new Yisoid. And that's why I use the new Lashon. It's not the regular Chazak Mikara that if it was Bechaz Kestoma, it's still Bechaz Kestoma. It's Behema is Bechayea without a Shechita, and the Mela, you cannot be Mechadish the Shechita at Shivadochat that there's a Shechita over here. The Machlokes is why is it that you can't be Mechadish a Shechita? Is it because there's some, do you need an Isser for that? Do you not need an Isser for that? Maybe that's Machlokes Rabbi Kiveg or other Achlin. But the Yisoid would be that Rav Huna is teaching us that you can't be Mechadish a Shechita. It's a brand new Chazaka. Normally, chazak means chazak mikara, whatever's yesterday is today. And this Rav Huna is a new din that achivod b'chabam anushchita, that you can't be mechadish hashchita because that would be the chiddush, and you can't be mechadish hashchita over here. Okay.